everybody. Welcome to a special Nexus 5 edition of the Android. Should we call it the Android Central Podcast? I think we will, because we've done it for other ones. So, welcome. We've got Alex Dobie in England.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Andrew Martinick in Seattle. So the one thing...
Howdy.
The one thing all three of us have in common is that we all finally have Nexus 5s. I have two.
No, you don't.
Actually, technically, you can see them back there. I have five right now. It's funny. I go from having no Nexus 5s to, in the course of 10 minutes, having five. They're not all mine. One of them is mine. That's it. One's a review unit. At least one to give away, probably two. One's going to go to Jerry, and I'll keep one. I think that's it. That's like six. I think.
Tough problem to have.
Yeah, this job's funny sometimes. So, no, let's talk Nexus 5. Alex has had... Well, you got yours, what, Saturday? Friday?
Friday.
Friday.
Yep.
So, you are kind of intimately familiar with this by now. I've been using KitKat on the Nexus 4. Andrew, have you been using KitKat as well?
Just a little bit for like maybe 24 hours at this point.
Okay. So, yeah, so I've been using KitKat from a custom ROM from Friday night on. So I'm pretty familiar with that by now. But now we have the actual phone. And as we've been doing with some of the newer devices lately, we're going to just talk about it and only it. And maybe a couple other things if we feel like it, but probably just the Nexus 5. So let's start with Andrew, since Alex has been writing his butt off all weekend. So I want to hear from somebody fresh, and let's start with Andrew. Andrew, your first out-of-the-box take, what do you think?
Well, I got the white one, so I'm extremely happy with the fact that it's white because my last one is black. So, hey, you're just excited about the color difference. I think that it feels... almost a little too angular on the sides and around the bottom and stuff, but it's just because, I mean, the Nexus 4 is so well-rounded and smooth and fits so nice in the hand that I'm a little unsure about how angular it is, but the back, even on the white one we were just discussing right before we went live about what to call the texture, because it's not quite soft touch on the white one, but it doesn't slip out of my hands or anything like that. I already started complaining about how high up on the side the power button is. I don't know, that's just personal preference and the size of your hand, but as far as KitKat goes, it's nice. I don't know, it doesn't feel too much different than the KitKat on the Nexus 4 does, honestly. And I guess that's kind of the point, right? Is it supposed to feel good on you know, even last year's devices or whatever, but I don't know, it's just really nice. I mean, it's kind of hard. You can't really point anything out. The one thing I did notice is that the four or five times I've set up KitKat flashing this phone, excuse me, it's set up and re-downloaded all my apps properly every single time.
Oh, you use that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's something that KitKat is fixed or something, because that's never worked properly on any previous update.
I deliberately did not use that feature for that reason.
I haven't ever used it because it used to like really break stuff way back in the day when they first introduced it.
Yeah.
So it's gotten a habit of not using
it. And it's just never worked. But I checked the box on this one and it downloaded every single app. Of course, it doesn't do app data very well. But and things that I've noticed, it like brought over Gmail settings. It was really weird. Gmail settings like my label sync and my label notifications and stuff were all correctly set up. And I don't know if I'm crazy and that's just been doing that forever, but I feel like it's just never done that before. So anyways, the out-of-the-box experience is really cool in that respect. Haven't taken more than two pictures of just random things sitting on my desk, so I don't know about that. It just feels really nice overall. It's a complete software hardware package so far. Of course, in my, what is this, 3 hours of having the device.
I tell you what struck me the most so far is just how light it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Alex mentioned this.
Light.
Yeah, it's really, really light.
It almost feels hollow, like there's like nothing inside there, but it doesn't.
Not H-O-L-O.
It's hollow with two L's.
Yes. Hollow YOLO. It doesn't feel cheap. I don't think. And the white one probably feels a little cheaper than the black one because of the kind of the glossy sides. But I don't think it feels cheap. It just feels light. Like it, you know, it doesn't flex weirdly in your hand or anything like that.
I mean, the iPhone 5 and 5S feel light. They don't feel cheap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's that. I mean, the one thing I'm kind of not sure about the design of this and the build is the way it goes from a very, very rounded sides and back, and you know, the sides are flat, but they're also kind of round. Mm-hmm. So there's very, very abrupt cutoff on the front. Yeah. Where it's almost like it's been sliced in half.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably a purposeful design decision, right?
True.
You know, for whatever reason. Yeah, it's. I think the contrast is probably on purpose.
Mm.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, I didn't mention up front, and I should have, that kind of the purpose of this special podcast, by the way, is we're going to use the Q&A function in Google Hangouts to take a whole bunch of questions like we've been doing in our regular podcast. So I figured we'd do it for this. You want to go and start with one?
You reckon it's changed since Friday?
No. So question numero uno from, I'm going to totally mispronounce your first name, I'm sorry. I just don't know how to pronounce it. It's three letters. You think I'd get that right. Mr. Kroger. How about that? So how good or bad is the battery life? And now's actually a good time to ask that, I think, since yes. Alex has been using it since Friday, and you put up an initial kind of, not reaction, but just an initial, you know, feeling on battery, right?
Yeah, just some first thoughts. It's about comparable to what last year's Nexus was, which is about comparable to what the previous Nexus was. I mean, it's good enough, I think, is what I called it. It's not outstanding in any particular way in terms of longevity. And it seems to be like screen on time that will actually run down the battery so much. And also the camera as well. The camera is a pretty big battery sink. Probably because all the crazy HDR stuff they've got going on. If you're using HDR Plus, that seems to be a pretty big CPU hog. So, I mean, again, it's not surprising that using your phone uses more battery than not using your phone, but it seems there's a very sharp sort of cutoff between idle performance, where it uses next to nothing, and screen-on performance, where it tends to dip away pretty quickly, especially when you're on cell data.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not expecting it to be just outstanding.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's not bad, but it's not. I mean, I've been going from this Galaxy Note 3 to the Nexus 5, and the Note just destroys everything in terms of battery life. So the transition there has been very
well. It's got a third more battery. And,
it's got 3300 versus 2300, powering essentially the same internal. So yeah, it's going to be a big difference.
I mean, we're seeing people do their usual, you know, load the same web page until the battery dies test, and that still just doesn't do it. That doesn't tell me anything.
I want to find that person that spends 10 hours a day loading the same web page over.
I mean, and I know plenty of people who do that, and I get that is a valid way of seeing how long a battery will last. But to me, that's not battery usage. That's academics. That's crunching numbers for the sake of crunching numbers. I want to know, you know, in Alex's normal day, if you get 12 hours on this phone, how many hours do you get on this phone when you're using it the same way? You know, tell me a story. Tell me how you use your phone and tell me how long it lasts you. That's what I want to hear. And I think that's generally how we review batteries, right? I mean, it's not as scientific, no. But I think it gives me, in my mind, a better sense of here's how long this battery will last, not here's how long it can last if you're doing the same thing over and over and over, because nobody actually does that.
No, and you would hope that Google's not, or anybody, any manufacturer isn't optimizing their software to do best at reloading web pages or viewing, you know, an HD video for 12 hours straight.
Hey, hang on. After what we've seen in the benchmark?
Yeah. No, you would hope, I guess, that they're not doing that. I guess now maybe Samsung is going to start optimizing for web page reloads for 10 hours, but...
David Schmidt asks, The Verge says the camera is bad. Is it really? Again, Alex is going to kind of have to be the go-to guy in this, since you and I are just starting.
I don't think the camera is bad. There are parts of it that aren't so great, but I think the experience as a whole is pretty good. Not quite up to the level where we have a lot of high-end Android phones, like the new Sony stuff. It's really impressive. It's not quite up to there. Mm-hmm. I think The Verge made a couple of valid points about shutter speed and focus speed. That's something I've noticed. But I think in terms of overall image quality, we've always tried to go out and take the best pictures we can with phones when we review them. And you can absolutely take some fantastic shots with the Nexus 5.
Cool. I'm curious to see how it handles my kids running around. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe there are no smartphone cameras that are going to do that well. They're just too fast. I don't know. Apparently the link I put in the post is dead. Sorry, guys. Go to the Hangout. I don't know.
I hope, like I said, I've only taken three random snapshots of just sitting around the office here, but I think that, I'll obviously be putting it through some serious camera testing just for my own benefit anyways. I don't know. As long as capture speed and processing time and everything on HDRs and all that is pretty good, you know, you can work around the rest. We're not expecting it to be absolutely stellar, but some of the pictures that Alex posted was 2 days ago where I was above impressed with some of those.
I think it comes down to it's called HDR Plus, the new HDR mode, and that, you know, that's not untrue, but it almost comes down to there being the regular mode being for capturing stuff quickly and the HDR Plus mode being for when you have time to properly frame a shot and you want it looking really good. It's almost like you have a fast mode and then you have a good mode. And the way it loads the camera apps, it seems like the two are almost completely separate apps. Not visually or anything like that, but it will unload one and load the other, and you'll have a gap when you go between the two, and it'll, you know, go to a black screen that'll load you into HDR Plus, and then you have the same thing going out of it.
Is there just like another APK that does this?
I haven't looked. Yeah. I doubt it. More likely, it's just loading a bunch of extra stuff for HDR Plus, and it just has to dump the regular app or part of that out of memory. That's a pure guess. I don't know. It just seems like that's what it's doing from the way it behaves.
Let's see. Derek. And this is going to be a tough one. Derek S. Moto X or Nexus 5?
Nexus 5, because you can buy it.
Because you can't get the Moto X. You're never going to let anyone live that down. Hey, by the way, Motorola this morning, like before I woke up, sent out some save the date things for the Moto G.
That's what we're going to get. We're going to get the crappy Moto G, and they're not going to give us the X.
Do we know that it's crappy for a fact? Or have we just seen the specs?
Relative to the Moto X. I mean, it's the lower-end model, isn't it? It's the one with a 1.2 gigahertz, the lower-spec quad-core Snapdragon, whatever that is, the 200. We'll see.
For me, I think it's going to come down to a couple things, and this is what I was playing with this morning. Touchless control is better on the Moto X, right? On Moto X, where I don't even know where my Moto X is. I think it's somewhere. I have too many phones on my desk.
Right. You've already moved on, Phil.
Where is it? I can't find it.
There it's
it
is. The bright All blue right. one.
So Moto X, at any point in time, you know, the screen's not on. It's got that breathing thing. I can say, okay, Google now. Okay, Google now. And it will wake up, right? And I can do things. And here's the big difference on the Nexus 5. Okay, Google, it does nothing. Power the screen on, and you're still on the lock screen. Okay, Google, still does nothing. You have to actually unlock it and have it sitting there on the home screen. Now I can say, okay, Google. Okay, Google. There it goes. Now, only from the home screen, right? It doesn't work from other apps. Okay, Google. Doesn't work from Google Play, right? And that's a really big difference.
That's pretty funny. Your voice didn't set off my Nexus 5. I was wondering if it would.
Oh, and that's the other thing, right, Alex? It only works on U.S. English. It doesn't work on...
It does, yeah. I actually got mine set to U.S. English. It understands me when I say, okay, Google. Where? So, there.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they're still doing that. I mean, they could they could quite easily enable it for... Other English regions, I mean, not other.
There's got to be a reason, right?
I guess. I mean, that was always the case in Google Now, because this was in Google Now before it was in the launcher, and you would have to set the language in Google Now to U.S. English if you wanted to use that outside the U.S. It's always been really weird.
What was the other thing? The other thing is active display. That's kind of a bit. I mean, not a huge deal. I can live without it, but that's
a bigger deal for me than the touchless control, though.
Really?
It's something that I used a lot more in the Moto X and the new Droids. I'm not going to use the OK Google any more than I used OK Google Now. I hardly use it except for to just set alarms while my phone's plugged in on the nightstand.
Right.
So, but active display is something that I saw, you know, on my desk next to my computer every single day and, you know, checked email and checked chats. without having to pull up my phone. So that'll be more missed for me.
The Find My Phone feature that we played with last week in San Francisco, like, you don't get that. I mean, that's not a huge deal, but trusted Bluetooth, that's not built in either. So I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't picked it up and immediately thought, oh God, I'll never be able to use the Moto X again. I am a little worried that I've kind of been loading up this Moto X with just crap as we're testing apps, you know, bit rot kind of happens on my phones. I can't wait to get Jelly Bean. I can't wait to get KitKat on here. This Motorola's absolutely doing it. I don't know the size. Like I can live with the Nexus 5 size. That's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can live with the Nexus 5 size, but the Moto X still feels better in the hand.
Yes, I agree. So I don't know yet. It's going to be a really tough question, guys. You know, on the other hand, however much this costs now versus, you know, $350,
$400. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it kind of depends what kind of purchaser you are there. If you're going to buy off contract, the Nexus 5 is going to be $200 cheaper-ish. If you're buying on contract, the Moto X is going to be $250 cheaper. So,
do another question?
Yeah,
let's do another question.
Eric asks, will the camera lens get scratched easily without a case, or does the lip help protect it?
I think you're probably going to be okay with the lip around the outside. It's very slightly raised.
The lip's going to raise it off the table, and then also that whole thing isn't the camera lens. It's just the center is the actual lens. So,
right.
That, you know, 90% of that surface area is just glass that, you know, it might look bad if it gets scratched, but it's not going to affect the camera.
You've got a lot of glass there that isn't the lens, basically, yeah. Haven't you?
And if you have the, here is the official bumper case that Google is selling.
Oh my God, my eyes.
I know, right? It is so bright. They're calling it bright red, and I can see the red in it, but damn, it looks orange. It looks really orange. But if you have it in one of these, the lens is recessed just ever so slightly. By the way, this is $35.
Goodness.
It's ridiculously expensive. In fact, one of the first versions of the overdub I did on the video, I think I hadn't looked up how much it cost. I figured it was going to be like $15-$20 or something. And I was like, hey, this is a nice, you know, relatively inexpensive case for your phone. And then I looked at it and I'm like, oh, God.
And then there's that flip cover case that's $50.
Right.
The LG one.
That's basically just that with the flip, you know, like we see on the Note and the S3.
It's too expensive. It's, you know,
And just show us how ridiculously large that is for a second, because it does add a lot of bulk to the phone, doesn't it?
I don't think it's horrible. I think you guys think it looks worse in the pictures than it really does. Maybe.
I think it makes it look like a brick, but maybe
it makes it look a lot worse is what it is.
Oh.
What was that?
That was a dog barking.
Somebody step on a duck. Ryan asks, would you give up your Moto X for Nexus 5? At this point, no. I would not just, like, give it up. I'm not that in love with it. Like, I don't hate it. I don't not like it. I'm not in love with it to the point where I would give up a Nexus 5, sight unseen, I think. Austin, how snappy is the camera to start and snap a photo? And also, if I whip this out in lower light situations, will I end up with a blurry subpar or all around useless image if I'm taking photos of movement, or does it hold up well?
Low light's pretty good. Low light with movement, I think any smartphone camera is going to give you trouble. So I don't want to say about that. Startup time, I'll show you here if I can. It's going to be difficult, but,
you can do it.
Seems rather quick to me.
Yeah. There's a delay of maybe just under a second.
Here.
Certainly no worse than you would get with any other smartphone camera.
All right, here. I've got mine up here. You ready? 1, 2, 3. It's pretty quick. I don't think I would freak out about that. I don't know. It'd be fun to have a Photosphere back. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Photosphere is actually a lot better on this. I've noticed there's a big difference in the how well it stitches it. You don't get the difference in contrast and brightness. And it does a lot better job of actually making that consistent throughout the whole Photosphere, which it didn't necessarily do before.
Cool. Tamal asks, does the white one look like it will easily get dirty?
It's hard to say.
White people.
It's hard to say. We have to see over time what it's going to look like, but it looks like it's a tougher material. It's not your regular run-of-the-mill soft touch, which hopefully they know better than to put soft touch white on here.
Hey, hang on. Let's go back to that discussion we were having just before we started, mm-hmm. wherein you were completely and utterly wrong.
Of course.
Refusing to listen to reason. By the way, here is the white one next to the black one. Not sure how well that'll show up on camera, but I've got both of them here. And Andrew is right. The black one does feel, it's not that it feels, somebody said slimy somewhere. I don't know where that came from. It doesn't feel slimy. It feels less soft touchy.
Is the white one or the black one?
The white one does.
Okay.
I think as much as I kind of dig white phones, I think I'm going to go with the black one just because it feels nicer.
Hmm.
No, Andrew, what was your, you think the white one feels exactly like the Nexus 7 tablet?
I think it feels within 98% the same as the 2013 Nexus 7. Just because it's not your, the Nexus 7 isn't your standard soft touch material that gets put on, you know, every phone ever. It's a little bit harder. So that's what it feels like to me. If you have a 2013 Nexus 7, it's not going to be far off of that, but also just white. As far as how long it'll be before it turns blue from being in your jeans pocket or right. being set on a table, it's hard to say if it's going to get dirtier quicker than the black one or if it's just going to get dirty at the same rate and show up more because it's white.
I'm just going to tell. We had it was I think it was the 1X actually, the white 1X that people complain about putting it in jeans and it coming out blue.
Really?
The 1X.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's not the case.
I've got the white Nexus 4 here, and I've got a white or a black Nexus 4 here as well. And if you remember the Nexus 4, the white one has like glossy, slick, not soft touch edges, where the black one does. So it's kind of that same dichotomy to me, I think.
Yeah, the white one's glossy on the side again too.
Yeah,
you can see the reflections in it.
Pablo asks,
I'm happy about it.
Pablo, how is the SMS Hangouts integration? Is it a seamless transition?
No, because I use Google Voice and Google hates me.
All right, then you don't count yet. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, it just appears like any other message.
I did just discover, though, as I was setting up this new one and remembering that I actually had a new T-Mobile number than I used to, I forgot that when you first set up Google Voice, it will automatically send SMS messages to the stock, to the default text messaging app, and not Google Voice, which in this case is Hangouts. So I was like, wait, why are they? Because that's not supposed to work yet. So that's half a workaround, because if you, I assume if you reply, I haven't tried yet, it'll come back from whatever the actual number of that phone is. So, I mean, we have to wait till next year for them to fix it. Obviously, they're working on it. I'm excited for that. I think it's a good thing. You know, it kind of sucks they're going to shut down all these third-party apps that weren't really supposed to be, you know, reverse engineering Google Voice for text messages, but, you know, such is life. Michael, since the camera protrudes out of the back slightly, does it stick to a table or does it slide around under the camera? Also, does it rock at all or is it noticeable when that side is up? That's a good question.
I mean, it doesn't lay flat because it has a raised bit.
Right.
I don't know just that being a particular problem, really.
Oh, God, I'm never going to be able to unsee that now.
It doesn't rock around like the HTC One does.
That's true.
I mean, that thing rocks like a boat at sea.
I'm pushing on one edge, and it's rocking back and forth ever so slight. Look, if that keeps you up at night, I don't know what to tell you.
You're never going to be happy.
You're never going to be happy.
Period, yeah.
How's the GPS on the Nexus 5? I want it for Ingress. I didn't try it with Ingress yet, but I did have to go pick up a kid, and I just fired up Google Maps, and it was fine.
It works.
Should I put Ingress on here real quick while we're talking? I'll take a look.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right, somebody read the next question.
Liam writes, what's the feel / quality of the material in hand? And I guess that's going to come down to which version you have.
If you have the white one, it's going to be glossy on the sides and softer touch on the back. So that might not appeal to you because they're different textures. I've, like I said, only had it for a few hours. Doesn't bother me any at all yet. But, you know, I have a bumper on my Nexus 4 that's hard plastic around the sides with rubber on the edges. So it's the exact same to me. The black one is a little different, though.
Yeah, the black one is soft touch all the way around the back and the sides, so you have a consistent texture and a consistent look all the way around the phone. You do have the join where the sides join the back, and if you were to get a spudger or something, you could probably take the back off and fiddle around with the battery and stuff. But the actual feel is consistent all the way around. It feels like a very soft, soft-touch plastic, softer than what you get on the Nexus 7, the 2013 Nexus 7.
I just want to hear you say spudger again.
Spudger.
That was pretty awesome. Eric wants to know, has scrolling improved in Chrome? Does the overall touch flow feel... You just said touch flow, didn't you? Does the overall flow feel smooth or still jumpy? So I've loaded up Android Central here. This is the mobile site, but that's generally what you'll get on these. God, I love how the camera like freaks out when you stick a phone in front of it. So see if you can get the feel for it here. I don't have a problem with that. I can get like where it's... I hate to say it's hesitating, but it's almost hesitating just for a fraction of a second. This does not bug me at all.
I would make a bigger deal out of that if a lot of desktop browsers didn't also do that.
Yeah, and you know, let me put the whole desktop version of the site on there.
I don't know. I grab the page and fling it all the way down and all the way up, and it, I mean, it doesn't stutter. As long as you're waiting for the page to load, I mean, of course, that's just the way that Chrome on Android works. It's going to continue to try to load the page even while you're scrolling. So.
Right.
Picking up probably the most CPU and rendering intensive app that you're going to be using most regularly, right? Which is the browser. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really in any way reflect the performance that you get in most apps, the performance that you get in the system UI and all that stuff.
Here's the full desktop version of Android Central, and I'll just flip it. Again, kind of crappy to see it on this camera, but, you know, that's not horrible. Look, I get where everybody's going, right? Dieter, our old pal Dieter. I love Dieter. Absolutely love him. You know, said kind of under his breath, you know, it's a little laggy like all Android phones are, and that's what he said. I don't know what to tell you. I get what he's saying. There's still a very stark difference between the way an Android phone scrolls and the way especially in the UI, still feels different compared to iOS. I get that. Definitely a different feel. Renee could tell you why, and just all the CPU cycles they put into the UI now, and apparently it's some insane ratio. But I'm not feeling anything here, just in casual,
no,
that would make me think it's slow or laggy.
It's definitely not keeping me up at night the way that... I mean, Chrome has never been the best example of browser performance on Android, as sad as it is, but it's definitely good. And I'm going to use, I'm usually using Chrome Beta. I'm going to stick with regular, stable Chrome and see how my experience changes. But it's never been, you know, like wanting to claw my eyes out every time I scroll or anything like that. And the UI seems, there's nothing to complain about there from my perspective.
The UI is ridiculously smooth on the...
Compared to other Android phones.
Ryan wants to know, how's the speakerphone on the Nexus 5?
Oh, haven't used the speakerphone yet.
I've used it very briefly. It's a speakerphone. Welcome
back. Ingress is talking to me.
Yeah.
I told you I'd launch it up.
Are you talking about the speaker or the speakerphone?
Right.
The speakerphone is going to be limited by the quality of the call, but the actual speaker itself isn't too bad in terms of quality, but it's nowhere near something like the HTC One in terms of loudness.
Right.
I just made a half hour phone call, and the call speaker sounds solid, and it doesn't have that kind of weird interference noise that you sometimes get on some Nexus 4s that was really annoying. Nexus 5 doesn't have that, luckily.
I'm not all that crazy about the speaker. I fired up just a Nine Inch Nails video because it was sitting right there, and this thing has the same speaker, I believe, or at least the same kind of scheme that the G2 does, and that is, it looks like it has two speakers, and you get a little bit of sound out of, a lot of sound out of one and a little bit out of the other. So it's not truly like dual speakers. And
yeah, if you look at it in the light, you can actually see one of them has speaker componentry behind it and the other one doesn't.
Can you? Yeah, I'll have to try that. I forget which version of the G2 we got that. I think it was from the Verizon one. Yeah. If you remember, Verizon has different speaker grills to make that obvious. It's not the world's greatest speaker. I think the Moto X is better, actually. Motorola's always done really good speakers.
Yep. The Moto X was pretty loud compared to anything else, and it's not, it doesn't distort at the high end, which I'm all about just the speaker quality being decent all the way up to its maximum, even if that maximum, I would rather have them do that than overdrive it and have it sound like crap at higher volumes.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they've done. It's no HTC One, but the quality up to the maximum that you do get, which isn't particularly loud, isn't terrible. It's not screechy the way something like the Note is. The Note has a very small speaker down below that goes very loud, but you get distortion with it.
Chris asks, not sure if this has been covered, but there's some concern over the Nexus 5's Wi-Fi being a little weak. Have you been able to test out this assumption and or compare with other phones? So I'm going to do it right this very second. How about that?
I feel like these are the same exact questions. There's a concern over Wi-Fi for every phone.
What did I say on Friday?
Something to that effect.
Yeah, no, I said like every big phone, it's the same questions, and I get that. Look, we haven't, I don't think there's been a phone, not that to my memory, and I'm sure someone can correct me, there's been a phone with significant Wi-Fi issues since like the original Evo. And part of that, and that was a software issue. Part of that was software at least. All right, let's see. I'm holding the Nexus 5 next to a Moto X. And
mine connects to the AC router and pulls down the same exact speed as my MacBook does.
I'm looking at Wi-Fi Analyzer. It looks like I have a slightly stronger signal on the Moto X, but then again, it's about 2 inches closer to the router. I don't think that matters. I think it's probably close enough.
Yeah, I've not noticed any Wi-Fi issues with it, either in terms of dropping signal or in terms of throughput.
Arvind, is the visible performance and other differences between the Moto X and the Nexus 5 enough to heavily recommend Nexus 5 over Moto X, even when Nexus 5 doesn't have the funky Moto X features? I would say no, not yet. By the way, the screen works nicely with sunglasses on, polarized sunglasses. That's always kind of a thing for me. Haven't really tried it outside
yet. Sun, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Alex, have you seen sun all weekend?
Probably not.
Sorry.
The screen, we should mention, is a lot better with the way it handles auto brightness than a lot of previous Nexuses. That's the big thing I've noticed. That the 4 would never quite get auto up to the level where it needed to be.
Yeah.
And that, there's a combination with the display tuning on that device being kind of poor as well. But it's much better. Both are much better on this.
And the screen itself, brightness and stuff aside, just is beautiful.
I would say the HTC One maybe has the edge. It's a smaller panel, but it's a little bit more vivid. Not quite as much washout as the Nexus 5 on high brightness levels.
This is a 1080p display, right?
Yep.
I ask that because I've been using the 720 of the Moto X, and again, I'm fine with 720. It's weird. You know, never thought I'd say that. It's definitely, whites are a little whiter on the Nexus 5, for sure. Little bit. Well, not horribly so. Daniel wants to know, what makes you say wow about the Nexus 5? Alex, what makes you say wow about the Nexus 5?
That's a good question. I don't think there's any one feature. KitKat as a whole, if that counts as one feature.
Yeah.
But I think even that itself is a combination of a lot of little things coming together. I don't know. It's difficult to answer. It's Andrew, a lot of little things.
Andrew, are you saying wow about the Nexus 5?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I have to say that I guess KitKat is a, you know, as one feature is wow worthy, but it's also really wow worthy on the Nexus 4 at the same time. So it's not like something when I opened up the box and started setting everything up, like something hit me in the face, like, wow, this is amazing. But then again, I haven't used the camera yet, and I haven't dove extremely deeply into KitKat quite yet. But nothing is making me scream no, so I guess that's a good start.
I guess we've all been using a lot of very high-performance phones, especially in the past 6 months. It's just kind of viewed as a given that this is going to be a really, really fast phone, but it is a really, really fast phone. Maybe that's a wow factor thing.
And to that end, Gary wants to know, how does it perform compared to the LG G2? right up there, I think, and it should because it's running basically the same specs, right? Yeah, I mean, the difference there is going to be in software, right? But no, I didn't have any problem with the G2. And I was running, you know, Action Launcher on it, and I used...
Ooh. Oh, no, we've lost Phil.
We lost Phil.
Well, since I reviewed the Verizon G2, I guess I could talk about that. I mean, it seems like software performance is right on par. LG has all kinds of UI butter in their system. It's smooth and fast, and the G2 absolutely screamed. So I'd say in terms of software performance, they're extremely comparable. But if KitKat's more of the, you know, and the stock UI is more of your cup of tea, then, you know, you're not going to be disappointed making that choice.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi, Phil.
Welcome.
I don't know what I did. That was weird. Where'd the Q&A module go? Open up.
I think we have one here from Ricardo who says, does the Nexus 5 support USB on the go?
We don't know yet.
I don't know if any of us have tried.
Channeling what Jerry said about it, he said that the software and the system supports it, but we haven't plugged in the stuff yet and double-checked it yet.
Yeah, I would show you right now, but I don't know where my USB on the go cable is.
I've bought so many of those things, and I always lose them. Andrew asks, there was a complaint at XDA about the buttons rattling. Have you noticed this? Well, I didn't until you said something. If I shake it like this, I can hear them rattling ever so slightly back and forth right there. It is not something I would worry about.
No, you can kind of wiggle them side to side as
yeah.
well. That's probably a product of the fact that they're ceramic compared to plastic.
So you have something clacking up against the plastic on the side.
To plastic.
Yeah, and Alexander also asks, you know, when you shake or move the Nexus 5, do you can hear something rattling around inside. Is that the gyroscope in the camera? No, I don't believe so.
That is the hamster on a wheel.
It's the hamster on the wheel. Look, I mean...
Don't walk around shaking your phone violently next to your head.
Yeah.
It's really a bad idea.
If it's like an obvious, you know, things are loose, then yeah, maybe send it back. But yeah, if this is what you're talking about, then no, that's not something I would worry about in the slightest yet.
Yeah, it's not like there's a bag of rice inside the phone or something like that.
I never heard this complaint, but the Nexus 4 does the same exact thing.
That's the camera, though, I think.
Oh, really?
No, but something is shaking that sounds the exact same as the Nexus 5, and nobody complained about that. So,
just shake the camera. Don't shake your phone next to your ear. I know I'm going to get emails now. You guys didn't care about that problem. Well, no, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, true statement.
Would you migrate from an iPhone 5 to the Nexus 5? Asks Eric.
That's a whole larger philosophical question.
Yes. The editors at Android Central believe you should migrate from an iPhone 5 or any other 5 to the Nexus 5. Yes, come on. Absolutely. I mean, the iPhone 5 is nice. If iOS is your thing, by all means, use it. I prefer Android. Absolutely. Yeah,
you need to answer the bigger question of whether or not what platform you would prefer to be on, and then you can go from there.
Yeah. How is battery life and inductive charging? Asks Robin. So battery life we've already talked about.
Yeah, and I mean inductive charging works really well. I've been using it with the Samsung wireless charger, which is actually the perfect fit for because that's also a 5-inch phone, the S4. Works great. Charges really quickly, I think. Maybe charges a little bit faster than the S4 did.
I've got it with this Zenz charger that we sell at Shop Android, and it's working fine. And actually, it also works with the bumper case, so you can leave that on and wirelessly charge, so that's cool. Jerry Hildenbrand writes, does the Nexus 5 bring joy to children and the elderly the same way as the Moto X does? Well, given that Jerry is simultaneously a baby and an old person, I'm going to say yes. And he's also IMing us on the side. Thanks, Jerry. Martin wants to know, I use the Nexus 4. Is it worth swapping? I don't know. Yeah?
Maybe.
Well, I love how committal you guys are.
On the 4.
KitKat on the 4 is nice. KitKat on the 4 is really nice. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this earlier today. I dare say, and this is just me, But I dare say I like the design of the Nexus 4 better than the Nexus 5. I like the glass back. I like the crap out of the glass back. I thought LG did a really good job. Apparently LG felt different because they only made one phone with it. Or two, I guess.
Do you still like it when it hovers across the table and lands on the floor?
You know, I got used to that.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the annoyances in my life, my phone kind of dancing across the table and landing on the floor is not that high up there. And I've got a lot of annoyances, so I don't know. I like the Nexus 4. This is a good question, because I'm liking this too. How well does the screen record feature work? Asks Stuart. I think it works great. I think it works really, really well. If you haven't done it,
It works well until, there's a cap of 3 minutes on recording, and it seems to cut out before 3 minutes. I had a couple recordings that just got garbled at about 2.5 minutes,
yeah,
and then kind of just trailed off in quality until they hit 3 minutes. So as long as you're okay, that was on the 4. So, you know, that's, you know, grain of salt and all that. I got to try it on the 5, but yeah. 1, you only get 3 minutes. 2, you have to use a terminal or a command prompt and ADB shell, which is probably a good thing. But other than that, once you set it up, and if that's something you need to do, it's great. And we can hopefully see more of those videos.
Right, well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you how it works. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to do it live. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Hi, Mimi. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, all right. I'm recording something right now. Why don't you go read a book, okay, please? Thank you. I know you don't want to read a book. Speaking of... Never mind. All right, so let's see if I figure out how to do this. Screen share. Screen share. Here we go. Start screen share. Can you all see that? I can't click on the screen share and actually have it work. So here's all you have to do. You plug in your phone and you type this. You have to have the Android SDK, but it's just ADB shell screen record. I can't type when people are watching. And then I always set the bitrate to like 8 million or 10 million. We'll just do 8 million because it doesn't matter. Oops, I forgot. --- bitrate, 8 million. And then the other thing is you have to set where you want it to go. It actually records it on the phone. It saves it on the phone. So /SD card, and then you have to title it, whatever, .mp4. And then hit enter. I'm not actually connected right now, so it's not going to do it. And then when you're done, you just hit control C, and you're done. And that's it. And it's saved on the phone. Then you have to pull it off your phone. So it's that simple. How do I stop screen sharing?
That's a good question.
I can't hear anybody.
Now you've done it.
There you are.
Hey, should we take another question while Phil's trying to work out how to get his screen back?
Yes.
How do I do it?
We've got just a question from...
Click the screen share button again, it'll turn off.
Yeah. It worked.
I'm back.
Question.
So Powell writes, Galaxy S4 HTC...
Uh-oh.
Still there?
Yep.
Lose Alex. What are you doing?
Do you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear me when I read the question out?
Nope.
No.
Okay. I'll read the... So Paolo writes, Galaxy S4, HTC One, or Nexus 5 if money is not a factor?
Galaxy S4, HTC One, or Nexus 5?
Nexus 5.
Yeah. I would do Nexus 5 out of those three.
I would do... It would depend which one you're talking about. I would maybe... I think if battery life and camera are a factor, there would be a good case for going with the GS4 Google Play Edition over the Nexus 5.
Or if all the cool Samsung software is a thing for you,
yeah,
then by all means, use it. Enough questions on battery life, guys. We've got, you know, we got a post up. We need more time with it. Nick wants to know, do you think with a low power core in the Snapdragon 800, can someone mod the Nexus 5 to work like the Moto X in terms of the always listening functionality? What's the display in the Nexus 5?
What do you mean, what technology?
Yeah.
It's just an IPS LCD.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I'm never saying stuff, never when it comes to people hacking stuff. But
yeah, the always listing stuff would be easier to do than the active display stuff without killing the battery, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't count on it, but yeah, that's just some very intense coding of the, you know, accessing the stuff on the processor is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah. LJ wants to know, how does the new cloud storage feature work in Android 4.4, and is Dropbox supported? If not supported, I can wait.
Works pretty well. You can use it to select, it's called different kinds of advanced storage, as they're called, which is basically just an extension of the old, not sharing intent, but the old open as thing that you used to get. Dropbox isn't supported yet. I think box.net is, but you've got to imagine it's only going to be a matter of time before Dropbox adds support in there. Let me just see if I can bring up something that uses it.
Google Drive.
Yeah. So that is from, that's basically what you get. You can see there.
Yeah, I mean, so it just looks like.
And then if you go to settings. So if you have display advanced devices on, you get downloads and also just pick a random file off the internal storage.
That'll get better, I think.
Basically, file browser.
As more developers get into it, that's going to be really good. Yeah. Brent wants to know, are you going to use a screen protector, or is Gorilla Glass good enough? I've never been a screen protector guy.
Can't stand them anyways. So
yes,
I don't really care what kind of glass it's made out of. It's not worth the trade-off for me anyways.
I think a more important point on glass is just the fact it doesn't have that curve at the edge like the Nexus 4 does. Mm-hmm. Because on the Nexus 4 and on a lot of LG phones, that was just a recipe for a load of tiny hairline scratches around the edge of those areas. So it's probably going to be a little bit more resilient just because of the flat surface.
Yeah. Peter wants to know, no one ever discusses call quality. How is it? Because it's the only thing you can't try before you buy. I haven't had an issue with call quality since I don't know when. I don't know what to say.
But I mean, a lot of that has to do with your carrier, your signal strength, what carrier the other person's on.
At this point, that has much more to do with your carrier than your phone.
That's another one of those questions that we get every phone. And it's like,
And let's face it, call quality, we're spoiled by VoIP. Regular call quality kind of sucks. Mm.
Do we know whether this thing has HD voice?
I don't know.
And that's kind of a bigger deal here because we have a couple of our major carriers support it, whereas one of the US ones does.
Yeah, I can't remember if anybody else got on board with that besides Sprint.
I don't think Sprint made any point about it, and considering they're carrying the Nexus 5, I would think that they would have made a point about that. But
they made a point of that Spark network stuff. I think that's one of those things like when people jump on it, it's just going to be like, oh, that's what it sounds like now. Great. Okay. I don't know. Flipping through questions. Malcolm wants to know, any word on the charging plate for the Nexus 5? Haven't seen it in the Play Store yet. Nope, no idea. If I were you, I'd just go buy another one anyway, because chances are you can find one cheaper.
Yeah.
We have some fine wireless plates at shopandroid.com.
We do.
And we do, actually. I've been plenty happy with the Zenz one. I've still got the Energizer two-banger over there that's nice.
Jerry says no HD voice is listed, so
yeah.
Okay. There's that. I don't know if that's something you'd necessarily put on a spec sheet, though. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't.
Adrian wants to know, do internal specs not matter when comparing the Moto X and the Nexus 5? Are both snappy? I would go back to I would reference you to Talk Mobile when we talked about that. Yeah, I mean, look, specs always matter. The question is, how much do they matter? And do you honestly care about something being better on paper, or are you more concerned about how they work? And it's at what point does faster, you know, at what point is that something you can tell? Like, you know, what's faster here? Is the launcher faster? I mean, when you just say which one's faster, what does that mean? You know, this can do more right now, right? It can do this always listening thing. It can do active display, you know, and that with a different, you know, set of specs. So, I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for that. I don't like that question.
I mean, both phones are very smooth, and they both do what you want to do without any complaints. And I don't think there's a single person that has a Moto X that complains about, you know, the speed or fluidity of the UI or switching between apps. And if, you know, if they do, they're making things up.
What is the usable memory out of the box, asked James? That's a good question.
If you're talking storage, it's something like 12, I think.
Let's see. No, no, 12 out of a 16, you mean?
Yeah.
So on
yes, 12.55.
Yeah.
On a 32 gigabyte, I'm showing 26.76. You guys and your little phones. Oh, that's cute.
I would have bought an 8 gig model if they made it available.
Really?
I had an 8 gig Nexus 4 and never capped out on that one.
Fair enough. Crazy.
Which type of SIM card does the Nexus 5 use? Asks
Micro. Julio.
Micro, yes. So right now, the only Android phone I know of that's using a nano SIM, at least you know one that we would have laying around here, is the Moto X.
Moto X. I think in some countries the G2 uses a nano.
I'm not sure.
Or something.
I don't know. I've got the Korean.
There are about six different versions of that phone. I think one takes a nano.
It might. But yeah, out of the stuff that we would normally have, it's Moto X and the iPhone. Have you tried any other cases besides Google's bumper case? If so, how are they? S. Steven. No, haven't. I've got one. I forget which one. There were a couple that were available from Amazon. I've got one on the way. So,
those are the ones that were available actually before the phone.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. I mean, you could order it. Mine didn't ship. I think the Spigen ones shipped like last week. Ryan asked, Phil, say, okay, Google, okay, Google now, find my phone. Find my phone. Nope, it's freaking out. Find my phone. Oh, it doesn't work from Google now. Interesting.
No, because so you already know where your phone is.
Yeah, no, that's the Moto X thing. So if you're missing your phone, you can say, okay, Google now, find my phone. And it, like, freaks out and says, there I am. And then it recognizes when you pick it up. No, I would like to see that on the Nexus 5, but whatever. It's not there. Sorry. Ryan asked, does it constantly switch between LTE, HSPA, and 3G? Do the radios seem improved over the Nexus 4? Again, that's one of those that it depends on where you are.
It depends
on your network.
I've had an AT&T SIM in it since the moment I opened it, and it has not left LTE the whole time. But I'm in the middle of great AT&T LTE coverage, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the usual thing, right? I mean, it depends on your network, where you are more than anything. Unless you're going to do it, like, you know who I'd asked is, you know, wait for a non-text review because they can properly test that stuff. I just made Jerry's Moto X go off by doing that thing. That's good.
Nice.
But no, Brian, I know Brian Klug has the equipment to actually test radios and see if radios are better or worse. You know, we don't do that. It's just, you know, we're not trained to properly do that. Brian is, so by all
means. I think we're just not trained properly anyway, are we? Let's be
honest. Go bug Brian. Tell him I sent you. what else? You know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen the LED go off at all on here.
It looks basically the same as the 4. It's sort of a slow, pulsating white thing.
Okay.
About every 8 seconds or so.
Mitch asks, do you think that Google will release a camera fix software update to address the criticisms related to the camera performance in less than optimal conditions? Or has Google ever done that for other devices? Or will this potentially be a first? Look, I mean, there's only so much you can fix in software, right?
Mm.
There's.
I think what he's referring to is that I think Josh Topolsky got in touch with Google and they said, okay, they're working on something to fix the slow focus and some of the other problems that you ran into.
Okay, maybe, sure.
I mean, Motorola did it for the Moto X and they got something out there that improved some things, but how much and how soon is not something you can really say until it happens.
Yeah, and there are physical issues here, right? I mean, you have a hole that it, you know, here's the camera, and you can only fit so much light in that hole, right? And it's just the way that stuff works. So none of these are ever going to be as good as a proper camera. It's just the way it is.
Somebody else had a question. I just opened mine up about the charger, what the amperage is. It looks like it's the same one from the Nexus 4.
That was Ryan.
1.2 amps, 5 volts.
Okay.
Works just fine with my 2 amp Samsung charger.
Adam says, I've been under the impression that touchless control was coming in an update in a few weeks. Have you guys heard that too? No, I have not.
No.
Nope. Yeah. Will it happen? I don't know. But I don't think so. Or when I say I don't think so, it means I haven't heard anything. Have you had a chance to try out the improved Photosphere?
Yes, it's improved. like I was saying before, improved stitching mainly. You don't get the difference between in brightness and color tone between different segments like you used to before.
We're kind of getting to the same old stuff. Mm. Sorry for not reading your question. I'm trying to go through and pick out some that are a little bit different and that we haven't already touched on. I was so close to getting the G2, now I'm really torn, says Headley. So is the G2 a waste of time at this point? I don't think so. Still think that the G2 is a really good and really interesting phone.
And they're very different devices, too. Yeah. I don't think that they're... I mean, they're head-to-head in the fact that they're big Android devices that were released recently. That's about where the similarities end.
I mean, you can make a strong case for the G2 having a better camera, a better battery life, and probably a slightly better screen as well.
How many of you have rooted your Nexus 5?
Zero.
I can't remember the last time I rooted a phone. I don't need root access for things. So rooting doesn't inherently make it better. Have you guys tested the ART runtime? I'm curious about it. I'm curious about it too. There's this, it's almost, I would almost call it a test runtime, right? Like if you go in the developer settings, you can enable this other runtime instead of Dalvik. I'm out of my element there. I got to talk to Jerry and smarter people and have them explain it to me, but it's interesting. It's in there. So no.
Deshaun asks about how about the new Google Photos app. We put up a post today talking about the new Auto Awesome Videos, really cool feature, just like nearly a wholesale, I don't know if you want to call it a copy of HTC's implementation in Sense. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, and it lets you do cool stuff with your photos and videos after you take them. As far as, it's just better than what was offered in the Google Plus app before. It's you still have the stock gallery, which is, the kind of duplication is kind of annoying. But the nice thing about the new Photos app is it shows which photos have uploaded and which have yet to be uploaded. And then you can delete and manage them from there so your auto backup folder doesn't get all crufted up.
Oh, guys, if you're going to share, a Twitter thing that didn't really work in Q&As. Somebody's saying it should work on Verizon. Yeah, I would not rule out seeing it work on Verizon at some point in some form. I'm not betting on it being easy.
The CDMA support is just flat out not there. So there you go.
Alex, you want to go down that road?
I think I'll sit on the fence for now, Phil.
We've been going almost an hour now. You want to do what, 3 more?
Sure.
Let's do 3 more.
All right, everybody pick one. Somebody pick one quickly. Ooh, I'm going to take this one. Ramon S. Unless your name is Ramon, but I don't think... I'm sorry. Oh, that's just me. I apologize. That's bad. How responsive is the new keyboard, and how are the emojis? Are they available in every box you encounter? I tell you, I have not been a Google keyboard user for as long as I can remember. I've been using SwiftKey, and I tried the... what do they call it? The Google keyboard, the Google Play keyboard. And I'm surprisingly good with it. It might be because the buttons are bigger now. It might be, I think maybe they've improved the touch. But it's actually pretty good. I still miss having the secondary functions, like long pressing to get an at symbol, because I use the at symbol all the time. But I am pleasantly surprised by the... I think because the buttons are a little bigger, is going better.
I've been using the Google keyboard for a long, long time on all devices since it hit the Play Store, and it works just the same, except for it's not as in-your-face with the blue highlights. It's all just white and gray, so it's a little easier on the eyes. The buttons are definitely a little bit bigger, which can help if you have bigger thumbs, but I don't know. Responsiveness didn't ever seem low on the Google keyboard to me.
All right. You guys picking questions?
I got one from Powell. Says, is it worth an upgrade from a Nexus 1? God, yes. Please upgrade your phone.
You mean, here's how many stupid phones I have on my desk right now. You mean this phone?
Oh. I mean, that phone should be in a box and on your museum shelf where you can just hold on to it.
Display for everyone to see and to show on a podcast just as often as you can. I love this phone. It still works.
Oh, fantastic phone, but it's 2013, man.
All right, Alex.
Someone's asking about whether the 32 gig version has a larger battery.
No.
That was one of the really early rumors, and unfortunately, no, it doesn't.
That was when we were getting like no other juicy information, and everybody was fighting over how big the battery was going to be, and it's just like,
That was bizarrely one of the rumors that just refused to die in the weeks after that, but no, it doesn't. It's still 2300 milliamp hours. Will I have been happier with a larger battery in this thing? Probably. But what we have.
How is the weight distribution? Does it feel evenly placed in the hand? I don't know. Let's find out. I think I can balance it on my finger. Floating phone. I really need a nap and more coffee.
It doesn't feel like there's half the weight in like the bottom 10% of the phone, if that's what you mean.
No, definitely not. Most of the case when it's that time, it's like that, it's because of the battery. Because the battery is what makes up the weight in most phones. Yeah. No, it's everything's pretty centralized.
Alfonso wants to know, does the phone have an IR blaster? No, it does not.
No, but KitKat does support IR blasters.
Yep. So that's good. I mean, it's a good option for OEMs to have.
It's something to watch out for when the Google Play editions get their updates. Yeah.
I think we're done. I think that's enough. Do you guys think that's enough?
I think we're done.
Do you guys think it's enough?
I think it's enough.
Priyesh wants to know, for screen recording, instead of using ADB from a computer, can you use the Terminal Emulator app to do it directly from the phone? Again, I'm not, you know, any sort of master at that stuff, but I did just try typing the exact same command in Terminal, and that didn't work. I'm sure somebody can explain why.
Jerry makes it sound like you need root on your device, and you would need an app. You need an app to do it for it, and that's what you want, guys. You don't want somebody randomly, you know, an app getting installed that also has some terminal emulator in it that starts recording 3 minutes of your, you know, using your banking app.
Yeah, that would not be good.
And finally, Jory wants to know, will a Nexus 5 be the catalyst for world peace?
Maybe.
So you'd walk in the fence on that one, too.
I don't have anything smart for that. I don't have anything funny anyway, let alone for that question. All right, I think we're done. Are we done?
Wrap it.
All right, if we didn't get to your question, sorry about that. You know, we will obviously be talking more about it on our regular podcast on Friday. Jerry will have one by then. We will have more time in hand. We will have more to say on the battery. What else? So far I'm pretty happy with it. It's a pretty good phone. Looking forward to using it more, and we'll see. So everybody joining us in this Q&A, thank you. Everybody watching it later live, thank you. Everybody listening later, because we'll rip out the audio and do an audio-only version, thank you as well. If you haven't bought one yet, hang in there, because I guess they're still out of stock. I haven't seen anything new today.
But we are running a contest to give away two of them.
Well, yes, it ends in like an hour, so you're kind of running out of time to enter it. So sorry about that. If you want to check and see if it's in stock, best thing you can do, just go to Google Play and check. We're not going to be doing posts every other day on that because, frankly, we have better things to do. Anything else? Alex, final thoughts?
I have to collect some for the review, but I think first impressions, very nice phone. It's obviously not the best at everything. You wouldn't expect it for the price. I think maybe people are expecting too much for the price. You know, there's an acknowledgement there that Google is not making any money on this or making a small loss on it, but you're still getting a very good phone for $350. What you perhaps have to live with is battery life that isn't up to what you would expect from some other phones, and also a camera that takes a bit more work to get nice looking shots. But yeah, I'm absolutely excited about KitKat for more devices in the future.
Not knowing much about the camera or battery yet, not having mine for that long, I can already tell that it's a solid, solid value for the money, as Alex says. But I need another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month with it before I can say, oh my gosh, it's the best phone in the world.
We'll talk to you again in a year, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that's it. We are done. Stick around. We got tons more coming this week. So I didn't even talk about the printing yet because I still have to try that. So hang in there. We'll be back with more this week, I promise. See ya.
Later.
Bye.